52 Traders, my bonus March trading update. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through what I've been doing for the last few months since 2015. I'm going to also read you an email I got from a successful trader who's got a massive following who didn't want to appear on the show. And then I'll reveal a special treat for three lucky traders out there.
Over the next year, your host, Cam Hawkins, gets inside the minds of 52 of the world's best traders to find out if he has what it takes to become one of them. Join Cam every week on the 52 Traders podcast or at 52traders.com to learn how to trade like the pros. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not investment, trading, or financial advice of any kind. Trading is very risky and could lose you all of your capital. Any comments about historical performance are not an indication of future results.
What's up, traders? Welcome to my March trading update for 2016. So I'm going to give you an update as to where I'm at with my trading after all these interviews that have now kicked off again, and I hope you're enjoying the new interviews. I've got more coming up. A lot of insights in there, a lot of strategies being revealed, some really top traders coming on board here to listen to in the future, and I hope you've enjoyed the second tranche of my 52 trader interview so far. Right, so today what am I going to talk about? Well, there's a few things I want to discuss. One is what I've been up to. Obviously, my trading update from really it's probably been about October last year, 2015, to March and sneaking into April here. What I've been up to with my trading, what I've been up to with automating my trading, what else I've been up to outside of trading, and also some other things that I've been trying. So I want to talk about that. And another thing I want to talk about is some of the insights that have come from the episodes and how I'm trying to apply those to my own approach here. So we're going to talk about those, and some of them you may have pulled out yourself and be using them to your to best effect. But there's some really strong themes coming through recently, which I think are worth a mention, and I'll talk about them a bit more today. And then I have an email from a trader that I asked to come on the show, and he wasn't keen, and he felt his thoughts were going to be too, too detrimental to the show. But I want to share those with you anyway, because I think it's really good to have an honest opinion from somebody who is making money in the markets, and they have got quite a following, and they're not doing it for, they're not sort of selling their service. They are actually a trader who is making some money, and they were recommended by one of you listeners out there. So if you have recommended somebody to me and they haven't featured on the show, then you probably know who it is. But I will keep this person anonymous because they didn't want to come on the show, and I want to read their email because it was a really good email and really insightful, and there are some good takeaways from it as well. So I'm going to read that email to you. And then at the end, I have a special treat for three traders out there, which I'll just give you a little teaser to today. And so if you stick around to the end, I'll talk about that. Okay, so first up, what have I been up to with this big, massive break I had over the Christmas period? There are a few key things. So one of them, I took a holiday. So I went to Thailand with a friend. We did some kayaking around. We did some sort of outdoorsy stuff. Really good time. What I'll do is I'll put a little video up, a shout out to the 52 Traders listeners, me on a kayak there in the middle of the ocean, talking to you guys. I think it was either the ocean or a lake. So jump on there if you want to see how my holiday went and what sort of things I got up to. I'll chuck some photos up there as well. So jump on the update to have a look at that. The other thing I've been doing and working tirelessly at is setting up my automated trading course. So I've built a course, it's now live. I have students in there who are learning how to build automated robots for MetaTrader 4 platform. So they're called expert advisors. So if you are interested in joining the course or having a look, I'm not taking members on just the second, but I have a mini course that you can subscribe to and learn exactly what this is all about and how it works. So if you're interested in that, jump on to automatemytrading.com and put your email address in and you'll be in the door. So that's one thing you can do. And on an aside to that, I've built a number of automated systems, and I'm getting better at building them and using some of the knowledge that I've picked up on the show, outside of the show, and just through trial and error to come up with stuff that is actually going to make me some money in the markets. So first of all, one of the things you can have a look at is a blog post I did about a month or so ago on Andrea Unger's DAX trading strategy. So the strategy he revealed to us on the show, which was back last year sometime. So it was a very mechanical strategy. And the guy, he's probably one of the most reliable sources of a good strategy, given the fact he was 4 times World Cup trading champion. And also he automates a lot of his trading as well. So it was a very mechanical and automated strategy. And I know there's another trader out there who is also automated this strategy as well, and he's found similar results. You can jump on there, have a look at what I've done, which is an approach, and I've started trading that on a live account, and to see how it goes. And you can actually have a look at my live account there on the monthly update as well, and you'll see how I've been progressing. I mean, what you'll find is that it hasn't been so great, so I've been losing money in the markets on the live account, albeit not a lot, but I've been trying things out. It was a shame that the DAX trading strategy that I built the robot for, I ended up reducing the lot size by accident, and the winning trade that hit was on the smaller lot size. That would have actually given me an overall positive balance, but oh well, them's the breaks. So you learn these sort of things. So what I've been doing, and another thing you guys might want to do, and I'll put a link in the show notes, is I've been using self-hypnosis to stop some of the self-sabotage that I think might be creeping in with, or might be there and might exist with my trading. So what I've done is I've gone and got a self-hypnosis CD, and I'll listen to that every couple of nights. And this will hopefully, I mean, the whole thing's called get rid of self-sabotage. So I'll put a link in the show notes. So if you guys are fancy doing a bit of self-hypnosis to overcome anything, really, I mean, this site is brilliant. It's got tons of hypnosis cures. So if there's something you think may be affecting your trading, then I do recommend going on there and checking it out and seeing if it's positive thinking or something like that. Whatever it is, then you can jump on there, have a look, see if you can find something to help out your psychological approach to the markets. Okay, so that's what I've been up to over the past few months. Now, where's my trading ended up? So as I said, I've found a couple of EAs that I wanted to trade. I wanted to put them on the account purely to give you guys something to go and check out and see how trading's gone. As I said, they haven't gone so well in terms of the short term that I've been trading on, the strategies I've picked. I feel that I've actually rushed things in. So I feel like I've actually dived in the markets for the wrong reasons. So the reason being that I want to get something up there for you, the listeners, to be able to look at, to be able to see on this monthly update. So you want to see me, you know, you want to hear about the trading that I've been doing. And in actual fact, this is not what's being told to me through these interviews. So through the interviews, what I'm hearing is you need to spend time on education. So educating yourself before you enter the markets. And the email I'm about to read from this trader out there will reconfirm that this is indeed one of the biggest things you need to do before you actually start putting real money down. Okay, so I feel that, like, you know, last year I said to myself, right, I'm not trading, I'm going to actually focus on learning, and then when I've learnt enough, I'll then jump in the markets and start trading. So I feel that I've forgot about that, and I've, you know, self-sabotaged myself again, if that's a way to put it. And I've jumped back in there to give you guys something to look at. So what you'll find is some fairly average results, and this is because I just haven't been, I haven't done the enough back, what's the word, enough, I haven't done enough pre-work and been serious enough about placing these trades and really saying to myself, is this something that I'm 100% certain will be profitable in the long term? Okay, so you can jump on the site and have a look at the chart, have a look at the trades I've taken. You'll see that there's some rather big lot sizes and then some smaller ones. You also see that the curve is negative, but I'm feeling fairly confident with that, because I know that the long-term, one of the strategies that I'm using, there's a long-term view of it, and I'll put a chart up to show you what the long-term view is. So what I'm going to do from here on in is actually reconsider whether or not I trade these strategies, either of these strategies. And if I do, I'll let you know, and I'll be completely transparent about that. Okay, so education is the key, is understanding what you are doing in the markets before you actually go and place a trade. It also comes back to, I suppose, that immediate gratification and reward. So this is spoken about in, I think, an episode with Rahman a couple of episodes ago. So he was talking about, we both spoke about gratification and getting that early reward, and how humans are preconditioned to wanting something that's gratifying as soon as possible. And so this leads us to do irrational things. And so this is what I can see creeping into my trading. So it's like, I want, you know, I see one strategy, oh, I'm going to go for that one. And then, oh no, that one looks good, I'm going to try that one. And oh no, that one looks good, I'm going to try that one. So next thing you know, I've got three or four different strategies that I'm trying out, and I'm not giving the attention the first one deserves. So it's that delayed gratification is another thing that potentially hypnosis could help with as well. So let's dive into this email that that was sent in by one of these traders. I'm just going to pull that up. So I'm going to read the full thing to you so that you guys can hear. It's not an interview, but it's as good as an interview with a trader on it. I'll actually put this up on the on the blog page, a post as well, so you can go on there and have a look and read it for yourself again. So I'll dive into it. There's a bit of an intro, but I'll dive into the second line here. So yeah, but I'm afraid I don't really have anything encouraging or useful to say to your members. You see, I think it's virtually impossible to be a successful part-time trader unless you have been a successful full-time trader. I think there are two ways to become a successful full-time trader. The best way to learn from is to learn from somebody who does it. These opportunities are rare. The only other way is to learn by immersing yourself entirely in the activity of one market, watching every tick and asking yourself, how do you anticipate market moves up and down from its highs and lows? I believe that before you can beat the market, you have to become part of it. I don't think there is much, I don't think you can learn much, if anything, from books, except possibly the importance of loss control, a very important message indeed. The only thing I use in my own work, which I learn from books, is the significance of Fibonacci numbers. Everything else I have invented myself. I have watched every tick in the S&P futures in real time since trading started in April of 1982. And I watched every tick in the bonds futures for 25 years until I stopped trading them in 2005. I learned to trade by trying to make sense of what I saw in the market doing, what I saw the market doing during trading sessions, not by reading books on the subject of trading. My interest in trading dates to 1965, when I started keeping records of the market averages and the advanced decline numbers. But it took me many frustrating years to become successful. People don't ask themselves why it should be possible for them to make money part-time trading by simply reading books or on the subject, or by buying a trading system, etc. I know of no successful part-time doctors, lawyers, computer programmers, etc. Success in trading requires, at the very least, the same commitment of time and effort as any other profession. And of those few who make this commitment, even fewer achieve their goal. The reason is that trading is the most competitive business activity I know of. The great financial rewards attract the very best and shrewdest minds, and for a few hundred dollars, anyone can play the game. So competition for profits is cutthroat. I think the path to becoming a professional trader is very similar to the path one must take to become a professional poker player. No sane poker player is going to pay $10,000 to buy a seat at the World Series of Poker until and unless he or she has spent thousands of hours actually playing poker against good players online or at local casinos. Yet lots of people read a few books on trading, then happily plunk down 10K in a brokerage account and start trading. They've bought a seat at the World Series of Poker, but they are actually the suckers at the poker table of traders. So I must respectfully decline your generous invitation to join in on your podcast. I think my views would discourage your members and this would do you no favor. Okay, so that is the email, and my word, what a enlightening email it was. So really what we want to work out is what are those things that we can take out from that email. So it's a great email and there's obviously some key takeouts that we can glean from that. So the first thing is, I mean, the guy mentioned a couple of indicators. So he mentioned Fibonacci. So there is some benefit in Fibonacci numbers, and we know a lot of people use Fibonacci. We've had Carolyn Borodin on the show, who also was a Fibonacci specialist. So Fibonacci is one of them. The other one was the advanced decline indicator. So if you've never heard of that, check that out. So this sort of looks at indices and which stocks are advancing and which stocks are declining, and sort of gives you an overall advance or decline of the market. So jump on investopedia.com to get a full explanation of how that works. So that's one thing to take out of it from a more technical level. I suppose the next big thing, and echoes what I was saying before, the emphasis on education. So emphasizing that this, you know, it is like going and playing a game of poker against people who play professional poker. And I know a couple of ex-professional poker players, and what they do is they go there and they look for money from the guys that don't know what they're doing. And they are so much more experienced, they can just take money off those players. And that essentially is what is happening in the market. So keeping that in mind, you need to obviously educate yourself. But what this trader is telling us is that books are not necessarily going to give you everything you need, so you need to actually spend time on the charts. And I've heard that before, and I've heard that many times before through these interviews, is chart time will in actual fact help improve your trading and essentially make you a profitable trader in the long run. So the more time you spend looking at the charts, understanding how they work, really focusing on a specific market, I think is the other key thing coming out of this, then you're going to learn how to play that market and how to beat the guys that are in there that don't know what they're doing or is not as educated as you and not as clued up on what's going on. So there are a few things in there that I think are really worthwhile taking away. I personally don't think it should detract anyone listening. I think if anything, it's a challenge set down to look at how you could better approach what you're doing. And I suppose you can even ask yourself, is this something you want to be doing? Is this something you actually want to give the commitment and time to? And will you eventually see yourself becoming a successful trader in the long term with the current approach that you're taking? And I suppose, look, let's not forget that this is the view of one trader out there. I've had many traders here on the show, guys who are making money, guys who are doing very little to make money. So for example, the guys who are doing algorithmic trading and have done a lot of have things automated in the markets to get them ticking over and making money whilst they get on with their lives. So a really good email, and I'll chuck that on the site so you can have a look and read through it again yourself. Okay, finally, I want to give you some insight into what's coming up in some future episodes. So what I'm looking for are three guys out there, three listeners to be trained up by this anonymous trader. We're going to... he's got a way that he approaches the market, which is very different from most. Some of the results he gets are absolutely phenomenal. He'll be in the markets for an hour, and he'll make 4 to 8%, or sometimes higher, gain within that 1 hour of trading and place somewhere upwards of 50-plus trades within 1 hour. So if this sounds like the sort of thing that you want to get involved in, then please listen out for the upcoming episodes where I'll have this trader on. We'll actually run through an interview with him, and then we'll reveal what's up for grabs and how you can apply. So keep an eye out, or keep an ear to the ground for the next upcoming episodes. So it might be a few episodes away, but just keep listening to the episodes and it'll come in no time. And you may have an opportunity to learn from a guy who's been in the markets for 30 odd years and knows his stuff and takes money out every single day. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening to my March trading update. Remember, jump on 52traders.com for all the notes and links we've talked about today. Have a look at that post. Have a look at my account. Until next time, I wish all my listeners trading happiness and success.